We lost the jewel of her. And our esteem has made the poor of it. But your son, as mad in folly, lacked the sense to know her estimation whom.
It is past, my liege, and I beseech your majesty to make it natural rebellion, done at the blaze of youth, when oil and fire, too strong for reason's force, all bears it and burns on.
My honored lady, I have forgiven and forgotten all. Though my revenges were high bent upon him and watched the time to shoot.
This I must say, though first I beg my pardon. The young lord did to his majesty his mother and his lady offense of mighty note, but to himself the greatest wrong of all. He lost a wife whose beauty did astonish the survey of richest eyes, whose words all ears took captive, whose dear perfection hearts would scorn to serve. Humbly called mistress.
Praising what is lost makes the remembrance dear and well. Call him hither. We are reconciled, and the first view shall kill all repetition. Let him not ask your pardon. The nature of his great offense is dead, and deeper than oblivion, we do bury the incensing relics of it. Let him approach a stranger, no offender, and inform him, so it is our will he should.
I shall, my liege.
What says he to your daughter? Have you spoke?
All that he is hath reference to your highness.
Uh-huh. And shall we have a match? I have letters sent me that sets him high in fame.
He looks well on.
I am not a day of season, but thou mayest see a sunshine and a hail in me at once. The brightest beams, distracted clouds give way. So stand thou forth. The time is fair again.
My fire repented blames, dear sovereign, pardon to me.
All is whole. Not one word more of the consuming time. Yet still be filled by the forward top, for we are old, and on our quickest decrees the inaudible and noiseless foot of time steals ere we can affect them. You remember the daughter of this lord?
Admiring her, my liege. At first I stuck my choice upon her, ere my heart doth make too bold a herald of my tongue. Where the impression of mine eye in fixing, contempt his scornful perspective did lend me, which warped the line of every other favor. Scorned a fair color, or expressed it stone, extended or contracted all proportions to a most hideous object. Thence it was that she whom all men praised, and whom myself, since I have lost, have loved, was in mine eye the dust that did offend it.
Were excused. Oft our displeasures to ourselves unjust destroy our friends, and after weep their dust. Our own love, waking, cries to see what's done, while shameful hate sleeps out the afternoon. Be this sweet Helen's knell. And now, forget her. Send forth your amorous token to fair Maudlin. The main consents are had, and here we'll stay to see our widower's second marriage day.
Much better than the first, oh dear heaven bless. Oh, ere they meet in me, oh, nature cease.
Come on, my son, in whom my house's name must be digested. Give a favor from you to sparkle in the spirits of my daughter, that she may quickly come. And my old beard and every hair that's on't. Helen, that's dead. It's a sweet creature. Such a ring as this, the last time, ere I took her leave at court, I saw upon her finger.
Hers it was not.
Let me see it. Mine eye, while I was speaking, oft was fastened to it. This ring was mine. And when I gave it Helen, I bade her, if her fortunes ever stood necessity to help, that by this token I would relieve her. Had you that craft to reaver that should set her most?
My gracious sovereign, however it pleases you to take it so, the ring was never hers.
On my life I've seen her wear it. And she reckoned it as her life's rate.
I am sure I saw her wear it.
You're deceived, my lord. She never saw it. In Florence, was it from a casement thrown me, wrapped in a paper, which contained the name of her that threw it. Noble she was, and thought I stood engaged, but when I had subscribed to mine own fortune and informed her fully I could not answer in that course of honor as she had made the overture, she ceased in heavy satisfaction and would never receive the ring again.
Plutus himself, that knows the tinct of multiplying medicine, hath not in nature's mysteries more science than I have in this ring. T'was mine. T'was Helen's. Confess 'twas hers. And by what rough enforcement you got it from her. She called the same sincerity that she would never put it from her finger unless she gave it to yourself in bed, where you have never come, or sent it us upon her great disaster.
She never saw it.
Thou speakest it falsely, as I love my honor. And this conjectural fears to come into me, which I would fain shut out. If it should prove that thou art so inhuman, to not prove so. And yet I know not. Thou didst hate her deadly, and she is dead. Which nothing but to close her eyes myself would win me to believe, more than to see this ring. Take him away. We'll sift this matter further. I am wrapped in dismal thinkings.
Gracious sovereign, whether I have been to blame or no, I know not. But here is a petition from a Florentine, who hath for 4 or 5 removes come short to tender it herself. I undertook it, vanquished thereto by the fair grace and speech of the poor suppliant, who by this I know is here attending. Her business looks in her with an importing visage, and she told me in a sweet verbal brief it did concern your highness with herself.
Upon his many protestations to marry me when his wife was dead, I blush to say it, he won me. Now the Count Rosillon's a widower. His vows are forfeited to me, and my honors paid to him. He stole from Florence, taking no leave, and I follow him to his country for justice. Grant it me, O king, and you it best lies. Otherwise, a seducer flourishes, and a poor maid is undone. Diana Capilet.
I'll buy me a son-in-law in a fair and toll for this man of him.
The heavens have thought well, neither of you, to bring forth this discovery. Seek these suitors. Go speedily, and bring again the count. I'm afeard the life of Helen, lady, was foully snatched.
Thou justice on the doers.
I wonder, sir, since wives are monsters to you, and that you fly them as you swear them lordship, yet you desire to marry. What woman's that?
I am, my lord, a wretched Florentine, derived from the ancient Capilet. My suit, as I do understand, you know, and therefore know how far I may be pitied.
I know her mother, sir.
Whose age and honor both suffer under this complexity bring, and both so cease without your remedy.
Count, do you know these women?
My lord, I neither can nor will deny, but that I know them. Do they charge me further?
Why do you look so strange upon your wife?
She's none of mine, my lord.
If you shall marry, you give away this hand, and that is mine. You give away heaven's vows, and those are mine. You give away myself, which is no mine. For I by vow am so embodied yours that she which marries you must marry me, either both or none.
Your reputation comes too short for my daughter. You're no husband for her.
My lord, this is a fond and desperate creature whom sometime I have laughed with. Let your highness lay a more noble thought upon mine honor than for to think that I would sink it here.
So for my thought you had the middle to friend, till your own deeds gain them. Fairer prove your honor than in my thought it lies.
Good my lord, ask him upon his oath if he does think he hath not my virginity.
What sayest thou to her?
She's impudent, my lord. With a common gangster to the camp.
He does me wrong, my lord. If I were so, he might have bought me at a common price. Do not believe him. Oh, behold, this ring, whose high respect and rich validity did lack a parallel, and yet for all that he gave it to a commoner of the camp, if I be one.
He blushes and is it? Our 6 preceding ancestors, that gem, conferred by testament of the sequent issue, as it been owed and worn. This is his wife. That brings 1,000 proofs.
I thought you said you saw one here in court could witness it.
I did, my lord, but loath them to produce so bad an instrument. His name's Parolles.
I saw the man today, if man he be. I'll
find him, bring him hither.
What of him? He's quoted for a most perfidious slave, with all the spots of the world, taxed and abhorred, whose nature sickens but to speak a truth. Am I all that, all this, for what he'll utter that will speak anything?
She hath that ring of yours.
I think she has. Certain it is, I liked her, boarded her in the wanton way of youth. She knew her distance, and did angle for me, madding my eagerness with her restraint, as all impediments and fancies course and motives of more fancy. In fine, her infinite cunning with her modern grace subdued me to her rate. She got the ring, and I had that which any inferior might at market price have bought.
Oh, I must be patient. You that have turned off a first so noble wife may justly die of me. I pray you yet. Since you lack virtue, I will lose a husband. Send for your ring. I will return it home. And give me mine again.
I have it not.
What ring was yours, I pray you?
Sir, much like the same upon your finger.
Know you this ring? This ring was his of late.
And this it was I gave him, being abed.
The story then goes false. You threw it him out of a casement.
I have spoke the truth.
My lord, I do confess the ring was hers.
You boggle shrewdly. Every feather starch you. Is this the man you speak of?
Aye, my lord.
Tell me, sir, tell me true, I charge you, not fearing that the displeasure of your master, which on your just proceeding I'll keep off, by him and by this woman here, what know you?
Sir, please, your majesty, my master has been an honorable gentleman. Tricks he hath had in him, which gentlemen have.
Now, come, to the purpose. Did he love this woman?
Faith, he did love her, but how?
Yeah, how, I pray you?
He loved her, sir, as a gentleman loves a woman.
How is that?
He loved her, sir, and loved her not.
As thou art a knave, a no knave. What an equivocal companion is this?
I am a poor man and at your majesty's command.
He's a good drum, my lord. But a naughty orator, a drum.
Do you know he promised me marriage?
Faith, I know more than half speak.
Did thou not speak all thou knowest?
Yes, so please, your majesty. I did go between them, as I said, but more than that, he loved her. For indeed, he was mad for her and talked to Satan and of limbo and of furies and I know not what. Yet I was in that credit with them at that time that I knew of their going to bed and of other motions as promising her marriage and other things which it would deride me ill will to speak of. Therefore, I will not speak what I know.
Thou hast spoken all already, unless thou canst say they are married. Thou art too fine in thy evidence, therefore stand aside. This ring, you say, was yours.
Aye, my good lord.
Where did you buy it? Who gave it you?
It was not given me, nor I did not buy it.
Who lent it you?
It was not lent me, neither.
Where did you find it, then?
I found it not.
If it was yours by none of all these ways, how could you give it him?
I never gave it him.
This woman's an easy glove, my lord. She goes off and on with pleasure.
Oh!
This ring was mine. I gave it his first wife.
Might be yours or hers, for aught I know.
Take her away. I do not like an island. And away with him! Unless thou tellest me where thou hast this ring, within this hour, thou diest.
I'll never tell you.
Take her away.
I'll put in bail, my liege.
I think thee now some common customer.
By Jove, if ever I knew man, 'twas you.
Wherefore hast thou accused him all this while?
Because he's guilty. And he is not guilty. He knows I am no maid, and he'll swear to it. I swear I am a maid, and he knows not. Great king, I am no strumpet. By my life, I am either maid or else this old man's wife.
Shut up, use our ears. To prison with us.
Good mother, fetch my bed. Stay. Royal sir, the jeweler that owes the ring is sent for, and he shall surety me. But for this lord who has abused me as he knows himself, though yet he never harmed me, here I quit him. He knows himself my bed he hath defiled. And at that time, he got his wife with child. Dead though she be, she feels her young one kick. So there's my riddle. One that's dead is quick. And now behold the meaning. Shadow of a wife, you see. The name and not the thing.
Oath. Pardon.
Oh, my good Lord. When I was like this maid, I found you wondrous kind. There is your ring. And look you, here's your letter. This it says. When from my finger you can get this ring, and are by me with child, etc. This is done. Will you be mine now, your lovely one?
She, my liege, can make me know this clearly. I love her dearly. Ever, ever dearly.
If this appear not plain or prove untrue, let lay divorce step between me and you. Oh, my dear mother, do I love someone?
My eyes smell onions. I shall weep anon. Good Tom Drum, lend me a handkerchief. So, I thank thee. Wait on me home. I'll make sport with thee. Let thy curses alone. The scurvy ones.
Let us from point to point this story know, to make the even truth in pleasure flow. If thou be'st yet a fresh, untroppied flower, choose thou thy husband, and I'll pay thy dower. For I can guess that by thy honest aid, thou kept'st a wife herself, myself a maid. For that, and all the progress more and less, resolvedly more leisure shall express. So meet the bitter past, more welcome